number you gave me was 128-2007.
We're on.
I call this meeting of the Taney County Commission to order this February 11th, 2011. Our first order of business, at least scheduled, is work session?
Agenda review.
I'm sorry, agenda review. And that would be Monday's agenda, correct?
For Monday, correct.
Let us do that. That's what I have in front of me.
Nick, it looks like you have drug screening services, the bid opening, but not the bid award.
Correct.
And this is what we do. We're supposed to do more annually, more often than we have. Correct? And basically, it's outsourcing the drug screening services.
That's correct.
Okay. And then what is the monthly budget report? Is that what Rick enters into?
Yes.
Every month he just enters the budget report?
Yes.
Do we have a copy of that yet?
I don't. I can ask him for one.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly budget report. Okay. So it'd be for
he
the month of
January. He enters it into the record.
He just
submits it to you.
It's something he says by statute he has to enter into the record that he supplies to the commission, but I'd like to see it. And he may have emailed it to me. I don't remember seeing it. What he's going to present to us.
I don't ever receive it, so I can check with him.
I'd like, if he hasn't, have him email it to us.
Okay.
And you guys, and that way you guys can print something out if you need to for anybody. Because that's going to be the first reporting of the new budget.
Well, and I would be... I really think we need to have a discussion regarding budget, and we can do that with Rick.
I agree.
Secondly, I believe that we need to review all reports that are turned in by elected officials and department heads, narrow down which are statutorily required to be given in front of the commission,
okay. And
which can be presented in written form. It would certainly save the time of the commission if we, in fact, are required to spread something upon the records to just do that.
Right. I would, because of the budget and because of so many people saying that there's been line items issues and all that, I wouldn't mind waiting. I mean, I don't know if he has to do it this day, but just to review what he's got. Because, I mean, my concern is we haven't, we've heard some things about this line item's not right or this line item's not right, and I want to be able to review it between now and Monday and see if it's accurate. For what our understanding, we made a lot of changes, and Rick did a good job keeping up, but there was a lot of changes in the budget. Would you want to wait on this?
Well, and there was an awful lot to compile within the last hour or two of that budgetary
process,
if I recall.
Sure.
Yes, I would love to go through that, and if it's possible to put that particular report off a week and yet give us some day next week that we could sit with him.
Yeah.
Maybe even Thursday.
If he could email to us whatever he has, and then if he was, I mean, like I said, like Ron said, if we can put it off a week so we have time to review it.
Is this a statutory requirement, though?
I don't know.
Usually whenever he makes these comments, Ron, it's from what we have done since the first of the year. It doesn't have anything to do with the actual numbers of the budget that we did.
It could, though, Danny. If we took, say we had a line item that we went from 20,000 to 7,000.
Negative or
yeah, I mean,
something.
We made a lot of adjustments on every line item, and if by chance this line item didn't get adjusted and he reports that we spent 8,000, we're already over or under. Or I just want to make sure it's accurate.
That's fine if you want to talk to him about it, but let's make sure it's not a statutory requirement.
Right.
And I have a file started already of issues that we should discuss.
I'll look.
Would you like me to post it for Thursday if it is not a statutory requirement?
But let's wait until we can talk to Rick, and one of us will do that. I will do that shortly.
Okay.
And I'm gonna make a note on that now.
Excluding the monthly budget report off the Monday agenda, everybody okay with?
Well, let me talk with him first, and I will do that shortly.
before.
I have to post this before 9 o'clock.
I understand. I will do it before 9 o'clock, because if I'm not mistaken, our next order of business following the approval of this agenda is.
Sorry?
Not until 9 o'clock. I mean, we can go into all that we have. The work session, personnel policy, meeting process, courthouse policy, et cetera.
Right.
But we have a 9 o'clock posted, so we can also move the other forward. We have time to do this.
We have.
We're going to spend most of our time today doing that anyway.
If you gentlemen know that we have a couple of budget issues that need to be addressed that have been emailed to us that
right
one from juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things that need to be addressed that pertain to the budget that can't take place because of we checked it out and there's legal issues that are involved.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Well, yeah, the things that I'm talking about from the
budget. Well, I'm talking about, I mean, it's public knowledge that we had the vehicles.
Right, what are we going to do with the vehicles that they yeah. have and what we were hoping to do we might not be able to do.
We can't, yeah, according to them, we might not be able to do.
Right.
So
the changes I'm talking about is just double-checking the line items, the amounts in each line item, things like that, just more of an administrative part of the budget we accept. It won't be changing the department's budget up or down. It just the line items need to be matched up properly so we can monitor it closer
right.
this year than last.
Everything else is all right for the opening meeting.
Yeah, the bid opening is fine with me. I mean, we haven't worked on our Monday morning agenda yet, and hopefully that will be knocked out today.
Right.
So I'm fine with the drug screening services. And the monthly report, if it's not required, then I'd rather put it off a week. Since we're here, what else do we have on Monday then after that? Do you have your rest of the week?
I do.
I know that Ron and I are out of town.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Monday's a full day, I see that.
We will be receiving a packet of information from the Cody software discussions.
Will we?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Well, we will.
Oh, we will. You're
yes,
saying we will.
I've requested the people that attend the meeting, and hopefully Jimmy can make it over and we can have discussions about that.
Jimmy was invited.
And that is another budgetary item that needs to be discussed.
Okay. While we're kind of, I wouldn't say idling, but looking at the Monday schedule, because Tuesday and Wednesday is shot, and then here's a question, Nikki. When you're posting titles, is it a way that when we change I'm hoping we can change the format a little bit.
Okay.
That we put the title first of what the subject is, and then who requested the posting. You know what I mean?
Department or
yeah,
name?
Like BOE discussions at 1 o'clock. I think the commission's posted that. That was also the county clerk. Was that right? Cody was. Who requested the Cody Systems, the first one, the addendum and future funding project update?
That would be Linda.
Linda, okay, so that would be helpful to know where.
Because it was originally on for, I believe, last week or the week before.
Okay.
And she pushed it.
Okay. When we start talking about redoing this, if you could think of just quick glimpses of how, who's putting these on there so we know.
Okay.
I mean, with that, plus the other agenda item that I'm hoping that we get pushed through, that at least we'll have some worksheets of who put what on there. So, okay.
It is our hope, Jim, I think, that after we get through this next week, that we meet with some department heads on different issues. I think start maybe... that'll put us into the last week of February and maybe have a meeting with department heads and elected officials at that time to discuss some of these issues.
I'll just let you talk.
I have Rick here, and I don't see by what he has probably already transmitted to us or is transmitting to us that it's anything other than beginning balances and ending balances per fund.
Yeah, it's a monthly budget report that I've sent you for two or 3 years now.
I just found it. You sent it on last Friday.
Right. Sure. Sure. You may have to remind me, but I can do it.
I see what it is. It's just totals of all the fund balances.
So it's a statutory requirement. I don't know that it's statutory. Is it statutory? You present it to the commission?
It says it's presented to the commission, and, I want it spread on the minutes that I've done it, and unless I actually come to an open meeting, Donna doesn't want to put it in the minutes, so we agreed that I would do that.
All righty then.
Well, I'm fine with leaving it posted then. I see what the document is.
So I am as
I'll
well.
Forward this to you guys, and you can print it out for Danny.
Sounds good.
Thank you,
Mr. Finley.
You're
welcome.
We're
easy. We're easy.
Okay. If you need me right now, I'll be
there. Gentlemen, back to the agenda for Monday. Other than prior meeting minutes, accounts payable, journal entries, transfers, bid opening for the drug screening services. Monthly budget report. What else will we entertain?
And I don't think that we may not get those today, especially with someone being sick in the clerk's office. The minute corrections. And so we can't put the minutes on this agenda, but we do need to take care of those previous minutes that we have turned in that have a correction item on those, whether it be clerical or wording. So I don't know whether you want to take that, and because we can't get it on there by our 9 o'clock meeting, if we want to post that later in the day. How do you want to handle that?
Well, I would love to get cleaned up on the minutes, personally.
We have to.
And if it takes scheduling a later time, is 11 acceptable? Is that enough time, or you'd want to do it at 1 o'clock on Monday?
Oh, we can do it any time. That's fine.
Let's, with somebody
else. We
want
to get it caught up so that week by week we don't have 10 or 11 sets of minutes.
Yeah. Let's do it at 1 o'clock. That gives, if Angie gets in, our whoever has taken those minutes, that we can get a corrected version on those. You've heard me state that I would like those highlighted, the corrections, and so if we could have some
let's set it for 1 o'clock then, Nikki.
Okay.
Still on minutes.
Uh-huh.
If you guys will get it to me, I'll go in and get fixed whatever issues you had.
Well, I give somebody my copy that had my strikeouts and changes that I wrote it in the top of it, and some of it was just clerical, and I just had put, struck it out and wrote the letters in it.
Okay.
And then the others was just some simple wording of a sentence that didn't make, it was kind of double talk, so.
That was sweet.
But
I'll look through her stuff and see if I can find something on that.
1 o'clock.
Does anybody else have any notes on anything?
I will have.
Thank you. Okay. Right.
Jim, did you have some that you had on your...
I was kind of waiting to see what you guys grammatically are a little more sticklers than I am on that, so...
Well, there was...
English wasn't my strong suit in school, so...
Well, Don and we discussed it. When we do turn those in, we would like it either highlighted in red the changes that were made from the original.
We can do that.
And then that way we can look at it.
Yes.
And so... If it's struck and they're highlighted or whatever, so that would make it easier for us to go back through and approve them.
We can do that.
Yeah.
No problem.
Thank you.
So we're going to take, if I'm hearing correctly, we're going to take the meeting minutes off of the 9 o'clock agenda, what we normally do, our open meeting. And then I like it. I'm satisfied with everything the way it is.
Oh, you're talking about our 9 o'clock meeting?
Just the 9 o'clock. Yeah. I'm good with the 9 o'clock.
I'm fine with it. A motion for approval or whatever. Go ahead.
No. You have a motion to approve the agenda as
presented with changes.
Presented with changes.
And I'll second the motion for more discussion.
And discussion. My question is, gentlemen, on Monday, do we want to continue the work of meeting process, courthouse policy, personnel policy?
Yes, sir. But I would like to do it outside the open meeting.
Well, oh.
Well, we kind of, it is. And I know, it's, I saw how she posted. We
I don't, I'm still not attuned to receiving two different.
I know. It's just a process that she's always, that they've always been directed to tell her. That's what we've got to clean up. But after this open meeting, this is a lot of times people come to just the 9 o'clock meeting. We recess for 5 minutes. A lot of times people walk out, and then we'll start our work sessions. So I think you probably posted at the same time, 9 o'clock on Monday, the work sessions. So once we're done with this, we jump back in.
I'm sorry.
So it's a little confusing, and that's what I'm hoping is that we clean that up so that people don't, it's just a.
No, had I looked over to the other document that she had furnished me, I would have seen that.
Right.
And I see that now, and it's. But this is part of what hopeful discussion we're going to have today is whether or not
correct.
We combine this. And
right. That's what my hope is.
Poor, old, slow me.
Well, or just it's a little confusing. It really is. Why do you have two agendas on the same day? And people
right.
have asked, why do you have things posted at 9 o'clock on two different agendas? So
and we could have separated that very easily.
I need to, on that invoice, I want to go talk to Rick and Don because I can tell you on that invoice, line items.
Oh, my bigger point is, are we going to do this?
Yeah, it's necessary for no matter what we do for legal, our legal research team. It's good for one user or multiple users in our department.
Well, this says 248.68, and I had seen a bill for through Westlaw that we had talked about for, I thought, pardon? No, it was around $2,000. It was a large amount of money.
I thought
to do additional or provide additional legal help for whatever legal team that we have. This is not it.
We can ask Bob. I think that's a renewal of what we have, and what Bob was looking at for you was a new application to help different than we have now.
I have not entered that into the system to be paid.
My question is, I guess, if we do the other, is it something that encompasses this and this would be included in, or?
We can ask Bob. I don't think so, but we can ask Bob that question.
The reason I'm not pay this until I hear to use.
Yes, because office expenses fall in the line. The three digits is department, second two digits are what group, and 20s are office expense.
I wonder if it's just a line they don't have activated in that department that
so,
needs to be.
Yeah.
I want to make a recommendation on the agenda.
Yes, sir.
Because we had a motion and a second with discussion, is that we put down 9 o'clock. And as we go down the list, then we start administrative and departmental functions at 10, because most of the time we are finished with a meeting between 10 and 10:30, and then we can immediately go into that after recess. That separates the confusion of having this versus
right.
the other. We have a designated time for our open meeting. That everybody attends on Monday morning, and then we have the break of and start the other discussions at 10 at administrative and departmental functions. Would that be?
That's fine. Here's my.
I'm just looking for a
question.
Separation.
I'm going to ask you a question, though. Let's say we get through this thing at 9:15, we're done.
Right.
We have 45 minutes before we can start the next meeting.
That is, but
that's the biggest concern I've got.
Why not have it all in the same meeting? You could recess any time you want.
Well, that's what we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's just saying if we put different times, it may help people understand, but we're going to be changing this up probably anyway.
Right. They understand why we have two agendas at that point.
And your comment is well taken because we're debate this. Because as I look at an agenda that we have, my biggest question is, how did we get here? How are we faced with this agenda, and yet we're voting on the 9 o'clock instead of all the stuff that follows? When in fact, I may or may not want to discuss any of the items that follow.
That's correct.
Three of us should.
Oh, I agree.
And are we getting ready to talk about whether or not we're going to include all of these on the agenda? Don't leave.
No, normally, we do agenda review for the rest of the week during Nikki's work session, yeah, just after the 9 o'clock.
Okay.
But the problem is, at that point, if they're scheduled for Monday, it's too late to cancel them off of Monday. So we probably, I would almost say that let's look at the whole Monday together, not just the open meeting agenda, but the other thing, and then let's get that approved and let's work on.
Work on that today.
Yeah.
For now, this Monday's agenda, as it's set for this coming Monday, you gentlemen want to move forward with that, and then for changes that we make that will affect the agendas will be following this Monday?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping.
All right.
Let's
do that then. There's a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Nikki.
One thing I would like to bring up is as we talk about our agenda review, there's times that we haven't a meeting scheduled on Friday, and if at 8:30 the posted items on the agenda, now this is in the past, that's what I'm asking, if you want to change that, at 8:30, as the agenda review is not announced by the commission, then it automatically goes on the agenda as...
if there's no action, it actually...
No action, it's approved.
Yes, I think that should be part of our discussion as to whether or not that's the case.
Okay.
As we talk about agenda, because right now, we've got a full agenda. My biggest question is it going to take one or two commissioners to put anything on there for discussion?
Yeah.
As to whether or not it's going to be an agendized item.
And furthermore, my follow-up to that is, I don't know any information on about half those items that are on Monday. I have no research. I mean, I have no idea except that I'm going to be listening a lot because I can't participate because I don't know what these items, I don't have any worksheets or packets on this. And that's part of what I want to make sure we get through that discussion of how we're going to revise, how we post things, and so we can be better prepared.
But. And one other, well, we're going to get there. We have a 9 o'clock, although we've got a few minutes. And we are posted to do this type of discussion mm-hmm. today, so we'll continue that. But one thing I also want you to be thinking about is whether or not we meet preliminarily before going live, if you will, only to read documents. But the fact that we're even sitting in the same room should probably be posted, should it not, Bob? Yes, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And... But I would like to do that, say 8:15 to 9 o'clock or whatever, so I can sit here and read before we actually discuss something. And
I think
the public would be welcome to be there.
I mean, like I said, other cities do work sessions, and they do the same thing. They have 30 minutes or an hour before the primary meeting. I know the city aldermen do that. Planning and zoning does that. They have work sessions, and then they go into that's where they read the documents, get familiar with everything, and then don't really debate it much, but they ask clarifying questions about the information presented, and so they're ready to go.
It makes sense at some school board meetings where I see that people are opening their packets.
Right.
As the meeting starts.
Yeah, that's not so good.
Welcome, Bob. We've got a couple of minutes before our posted early retirement policy. So let's wait just a couple of minutes before we do that in case somebody's tuning in at that precise moment. I apologize for killing a tree, but my email wasn't working very well yesterday afternoon.
That's so sad. Poor sapling.
Did you check the on button, Doc?
Yeah, I did. I plugged it in and everything.
We appreciate your technical support there, Mr. Hausman.
Hey, as I learn.
There you go.
So, Bob, this multi, I guess I'll wait. No, I can say this. This multi-pages that you've handed me as the...
The 3-to-3 killing you're referring to?
Yes. Okay, I show 9 o'clock on the county commission clock. And we are scheduled, listed under early retirement policy. What do you have for us, Bob?
Okay, I was asked to do 2 versions, and I apologize, I did 3.
Overachiever.
One is called Early Retirement or Voluntary Termination of Employment Policy for Full-Time Employees of Taney County, Missouri. And there's another one called Settlement Agreement Offers, and I've got 2 versions of that. The one I was asked to do is the one where if you look in the second paragraph that says eligible employees, the one with the larger paragraph is the one I was asked to.
So that was what we gave. Okay.
Yes. All right. Ignore the third one for now. And
all right.
The settlement agreement offers offers $200 per year for years of service.
Where are you in your agreement? Oh, down okay. Under consideration.
Consideration to eligible employees and return.
And you're looking at version 1. The one we asked. So the bigger paragraph of eligible employees.
Yes.
Gotcha.
If you look to consideration to eligible employees, it says in return for signing the release and other documentation required by Taney County, the eligible employees shall receive $200 for each year said employee has been employed by Taney County. Compensation under this policy shall be paid only after the release and all other required documentation has been signed and will be paid with the final paycheck or final check or in a separate check to follow. It depends on whether they... How timely they sign the documents.
Okay.
One question about that. I'm sorry to be picky, but when you say each year, is that each 12-month increment?
Okay.
No, I'm asking.
No, I understand your question.
What I would think it would be, 12-month increments.
So you have to have served the full year in order to get the $200.
Correct,
so if
not
you're
calendar
in your
year.
20th year, you get 19, not 20.
Correct. Completed years.
I can define that in another. I can define that.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that's a question that we probably ought to.
Right. I
besides,
would assume
if it's
it would.
1 month, I would say no.
But in this case, because it's only a month and it's 2 months service. 2 months is the term of this offer. I would say it has to be completed years. On this document.
Okay. I also think... No, go ahead. I'm all right.
I was just going to go through it. It says the title and the purpose is this temporary policy offers settlement agreements to Taney County employees whose employment is being terminated in a reduction in force due to budget constraints. This policy does not award a bonus to terminated employees. I wanted to make sure that people understood that. And the consideration is that it doesn't say that, but it says this policy is designed to avoid contentious proceedings and possibly protracted litigation and to be beneficial to both the eligible employees and to Taney County, Missouri. That just sets up the consideration for the agreement so it's not
so it's
would
not,
not be an
a
illegal
bonus.
Bonus, right.
Gotcha. Very good.
Eligible employees, and Jim had actually suggested a word to me that I had forgotten, so I left the language that I had, but there's no pride of authorship here. So any full-time employee of Taney County, Missouri, as of January 1st, 2011 or after, whose employment is being terminated between January 1st and February 28th, 2011, as part of a reduction in force due to budgetary constraints, will be offered a settlement and release agreement. And then I was told to put this portion in two. Only those persons whose employment was terminated as part of the reduction in force are eligible. Persons whose employment was terminated for no reason or for a reason other than the reduction in force are not eligible for a settlement and release agreement under this policy. And that goes to my other version. My other version simplifies matters and offers it to everyone. But, you know, that's a policy choice for you gentlemen.
Wait just a minute. You said a policy choice. Explain that again.
Here, I'll give you an example. Let's say that, how do I word this?
Well, here's how I read the language that you just gave. If one of the elected officials during the month of January terminated someone for any reason other
than budgetary,
we're not gonna receive this.
Correct.
Okay, that's the difference between the two policies. That's the two version differences right there. That's in a nutshell. If it's budgetary reduction of workforce, it's version one. If it's for anybody who's been terminated since January 1st, it's version two. For any reason.
And this is version. I thought that's what he said. Version one is here. That's the one Bob just read from.
If gentlemen, you're going to offer this to everyone, which I understand you were talking about the one-year employee on. If you're going to do that.
What now?
I said if you're going to offer this to everyone from the one-year employee on, then I recommend that vacation time and other benefits that are paid be prorated instead of an entire check wrote for the full year of vacation time and other things that are received by employees.
Okay, help me, because my thinking was that, and I would agree with that, if you had a vacation during the year that you were going to be terminated, and prorating it, say, for a third.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I think that vacation time is accrued 2 years past. So if you worked the prior year, you're entitled to it the next year. I think that's the way our policy is.
So January 1, you have it available.
So we're not.
It's accrued from previous services, so you can't take it away from previous on vacation. Personal days and all that, we'd have to change the handbook to be able to modify that, because that's in the handbook. You get three personal days effective January 1st.
You don't get paid for personal days. If you don't use them,
it's the same with vacation.
But you get three of, but you don't get paid. There's no cash value to personal days? Okay. Comp time and vacation are the two things that are cash value. Okay.
Well, comp time is required by the FLSA, right?
Right.
But that's correct.
The other is determined by
our policy.
Vacation's our policy.
But if we're going to change our policy, we can't do it after it's accrued. We have to do it starting with the next year.
Right. Well, I'll just tell you from a personal perspective, I'd rather take version one from a matter of policy versus version two. I know it's makes it a little more simpler, but from a policy perspective, I'd rather do the larger paragraph for eligible employees, or what I call version one. That's a preference there.
I don't understand. I know it's in the policy. I know that it's considered earned time. It's eligible for 1 year. But I don't understand the 2 year it goes up to three or four before that goes to the 2 weeks vacation. I don't understand that between that span of time till it's 2 weeks, if a person works 1 week of that next year, it is, and decides to be, or is terminated, that we pay the vacation time for that length of time. I can't grasp that and make that make common sense to me. After 1 year, I understand if it takes 1 year for them to be eligible for a week of vacation.
Right.
Okay, they've got that vacation of 1 week. If they, the time frame, and I've got it here in the policy, if it's, I think it's 3 years before they're eligible for 2 weeks.
You may need to come to the microphone.
Don, I need you to come up if you're going to discuss that. But that raises, yes, I need you up here. It raises a valid question, because if it's during the second year, you've not earned that second week till the end of the year. And if I'm understanding what you just said, we're allowing it to prorate. So if you've worked a month or 2 months or 3 months of the second year, you get part of that second week. That's fixing the change.
At your anniversary date, then you're prorated to get you to the end of the year, so then you're on the 2 weeks of the your third year.
We need to, if you look in the handbook,
yeah,
vacation time is greatly changed in the way we do.
I've seen that you had made a change.
Yeah, that is a non-standard way in the current handbook. The suggestions I made in the handbook, which this is not a time to do it, but it's a more standard way of doing it. Vacation.
I remember when it was discussed and which commissioner wanted it that way.
Where that is in there.
Well, Bob, do you understand what my point is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes,
a person that is eligible for vacation and then 1 week into the second term, or even you could go from your 2 week up to your 3 week. once that gets to that point, well, I can't see that if somebody is terminated that they should receive 3 weeks of pay for
if you change the policy starting with next year, you can
do
a lot of things.
Right,
but,
right. I understand that. We're talking about January 1st of next year that this implementation of vacation pay and all that coming into effect.
Currently, do we have any option other than what the current personnel policy calls for, Bob? I haven't researched that, but I think we have to go by our practices and our policies. And, I mean, I'll just give you an example. If someone served 3 weeks in this year or 4 weeks, and they had 3 weeks of vacation and didn't use it, and another person served 4 weeks and used 3 weeks of their vacation, and then they were both terminated, one person would have enjoyed that 3 weeks of vacation and the other wouldn't have. It wouldn't be equal treatment, I wouldn't think. So.
But current policy calls that both would receive.
Right. Well, the one that used it would have already received it.
Correct, and the other is going to be compensated for it.
That's correct.
Right. So from that perspective, the policy was treating everyone the same.
Right.
Let me
We entered into this discussion as we talked about retirement and voluntary termination policies. And I don't know whether that...
That's separate from,
separate
from the vacation. We
yes.
either pay or we don't based
right.
upon our policy.
Right. And so I may have got a little off track here, but it was approval of this that
right.
brought the question on.
Well, and your question was valid because of your thoughts on going back to a one-year anniversary. So,
mm-hmm.
But all things considered, with the policy the way it is and not able to change the handbook, what we've got, I personally think this is what we're looking for to offer. It's very similar to what we offered last time with some better defined areas of what we are getting in exchange for what we're paying and things like that. So,
and this is going to be...
The one we're talking about is just for the budgetary constraints and the elimination of positions because of that. We haven't talked about the other one yet, correct?
That's correct. And this one actually does not have the requirement that you stay not employed by the county for a year.
Right. Because on this scenario, gentlemen, when we talked and debated this last week or earlier this week, whenever it was, we wanted to make sure that people that were affected because of budget constraints were eligible for rehire if a position came available where their skill set matched that position. So under this settlement agreement, we don't have the restriction of you can't come back to work. So everyone's eligible for rehire immediately if a position comes available, basically, is what we're saying. On the other document, we'll talk about that in a second, but that wording is different on the other document.
And, of course, there will be a lot more detail and other things in the release agreement that isn't in this policy.
Right. The policy is just said the release agreement is what they are releasing from.
Jim, your comment is you like version 1.
Correct.
Over version 2.
Correct.
If
we terminate an employee because we're not pleased with their performance, but choose to fund that position in the future, I don't believe that employee should be eligible for an early retirement or a settlement agreement under these terms. It's only people that we're affecting that are been affected by the budget elimination of positions. So that's why, you know, if there was a termination prior, you know, and we continue to fund that position, obviously there was a job performance concern we had. So making those employees eligible for a retirement or a settlement offer, I don't think they don't warrant it. Because what we're talking about is we're eliminating positions. And in those scenarios, we're not eliminating those positions.
But I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to complicate things,
no, that's fine.
But I have a question for you. When we have a person in a particular position that is a good employee but can't handle the particular position that they're in or have a conflict with the elected official that they're working for,
right,
then we have many times those people have left and went to another position in the county. And if they took advantage of this policy, they couldn't do that the way that it's wrote up. But you understand what I'm saying, Jim,
right?
Because there's been times when we had
we often have shifting employees. Right.
We have a shifting of employees all the time.
Well, the thing that I'm trying to narrow down with this offer agreement is specifically it's regarded to budget. I mean,
right.
The only reason we're doing this is those people affected directly because of the budget.
Yeah.
I don't want to complicate it with any other scenarios, and that's why I like to keep it very clean on that first one. Now, the second one, that I think that we can talk about those scenarios, but this first one, which is the time constraint one, because honestly, we've got some elected officials need to make some decisions,
yeah,
and they're waiting for this.
Yeah.
So that's why I like it's number one. It's very clear, very clean. It's not complicated with other departments and other scenarios.
I hope mine's put together like yours is for the scenarios,
yeah,
phase one and phase two. So,
are we posted?
Okay.
I'm fine with it if we're posted.
Let me look here. I We...
Yes. 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's Monday.
No, Friday the 11th, we are posted for 1 and 3.
Right
now. Under early retirement policy started at 9
o'clock. Perfect.
Motion going executive pursuant 610.021.3 for personnel and .1
point one for
and point one for litigation.
Litigation.
Yep. And discussing of this and related to our discussion.
Is there a second?
There's a second.
There's been a motion made and seconded to go into executive session for the purposes of litigation and or personnel. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.